Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Wayne Mayer Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. Another impressive performance from your team on Saturday. You go on the road and beat Lafayette 34-7. What impressed you with the way your guys played?
Yeah, I thought our defense played really well. 7 points in the first quarter, and then nothing throughout. I thought our offense did a great job in running the ball and running it with authority. Averaging, I think, close to 7 yards per carry. So it was good just kind of see the execution of what's needed. You know, when you go on the road, you're playing, you know, you're playing teams and all the circumstances and things about traveling, you know, to put a complete game together was very positive for us. And so feel very fortunate to be coming out of the mix here with 3 wins. But now, as I said, you know, got the conference coming up, and it's truly a formidable task. But you know, everybody, you know, all these coaches, you know, in the CAA are good coaches, are good people. They got good teams, and so now here we go with going down the stretch.
Your first question this morning from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Dave.
You've already had, you know, in these games, and certainly the last game, you had some injuries you had to deal with, and which means you had to rely on some depth, which you've been building these last couple of years. How would you say that's come along, and with your depth, you feel like it's gotten to the point now where you need it to be?
Well, you know, you're always you know, trying to develop the players that come into your program, increase the depth, but also increase the football IQ, the football acumen. You want to have all the things that we hope that as football coaches we have access to, the summer school and the strength and conditioning coach, and, you know, classes that, you know, players can take, or internships somewhere in around your community. And so those things that can fit, you have an opportunity for your players to be here. And I think what's been critical for us is having our players in and around Williamsburg with the opportunity to do internships, have jobs, go to summer school, you know, those types of things, Dave. So, and then it turns into the more they're around, the more they're doing, the more access they have to, you know, to film and, you know, on-hand instruction by the coaches and meetings, and then you get better that way. So, you know, we're trying to benefit from that, and hoping that these guys that have been here now, you know, for since 2019, going through the COVID year in 20, having a season last year, those guys are still here, and they're getting to the point where there's an expectation of being good and being able to execute. So that's been a positive thing for us.
Just a follow-up. Darius is obviously a very explosive player, but he's also been very efficient in his 3 games so far. The one and only interception he had looked like it was more of a miscommunication than a bad throw necessarily. But can you just sort of talk about how he has evolved as not only an explosive player, but a consistent leader?
No, he has. He's matured. He, like I said, his football ability and skill set have lended itself to using his arms and his legs. You know, he's gotten smarter as a football player, his decision making. You know, sometimes as a young player, you know, you just read 1 to 2 and that's it. He's just demonstrated the ability to read the whole field, to make the right throws, to wait, to, you know, to do the check down when anything's not there, to pull the ball down and scramble, be smart about how you do that. And so those things come along with the amount of reps that quarterbacks get and the amount of times that they're, you know, they have to go against, you know, defenses, whether they're, you know, pre-snap reads, post-snap reads, whatever. So all those things that happen to a young quarterback, he's seen it, he's done it, he's practicing against our defense. He's just gotten better. And so we're gonna need him to continue to keep getting better as we get into these conference games, because we got really good teams.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike, your next question from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Morning, Coach. These Elon games the last couple of years, the multiple overtimes in 19, you know, last year's shootout. What is it about that program and William and Mary that they have these sort of really highly competitive matchups?
Oh, If I knew that, then I tell you what, Tony, he's done a good job with his team. And you're right, you know, a few years back, 5 overtimes. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable, just the back and forth competitiveness, you know, last possessions and things like that. So they have been really good games, really competitive games. And just, you know, we're just fortunate to come out on top. But at the same time, you know, they made plays. They've done things to put themselves, you know, to put themselves in that final stage of having a victory. So they're a very good football team coming in. Quarterback's good. They got receivers that can go catch the ball. Running backs are downhill runners. The defense is really good, you know. So, and what else would you expect, you know, from a CAA team? And so it's going to be a daunting task, tough task for us. But at the same time, you know, our team has risen to the challenge on 3 occasions now, you know, and we're looking forward. It's going to be a home game for us. And so it'll be a good game, without a doubt, another good game.
And you kind of touched on this, you know, just the top to bottom strength of the CAA. So there's not really any team that you're going to come in against and it's, you know, an off week or anything like that. But with Elon in particular being kind of in that top 25 range, looking like a potential playoff team, how important is this as the first league game for kind of setting the tone?
You know, they're always important. You know, we're fortunate, like I said, to come out with 3 wins, but now you're into your schedule, and every team in this conference is very capable of winning football games and continuing, you know, postseason play. So, you know, it comes down to, you know, a very good team like Elon, that, and then the games after, you know, after them, it's just it's one of those things that we have to improve from the things that, you know, kind of held us back or caused us to have, you know, stall drives or, you know, do silly penalties or things like that. And so because you need to make sure that you are on the top end of correcting those mistakes, because in close games you can't afford to have those type of miscues. And so this week's worth of practice will be correct the things that, you know, that we did in our game, but also continue to keep stressing the importance of setting the edge, of trail contain, of making sure we're making the right reads, and those types of things are always going to be critically important. But when you're playing good football teams, they're must do. So, you know, that's the challenge. We don't practice today. We practice tomorrow. And that'll be part of my conversation with the team.
Mike, next question from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Mike, that offensive line was a bit of a mystery coming in just because of its youth and inexperience. I wonder how you would assess their performance through 3 games. Thank you.
Yeah, John, it's gotten better. It continues to get better. You know, we played against some really good guys that are, you know, that are down putting their hand in the ground, and guys standing up rushing and creating games and things like that. So, you know, Coach Acatelli has done a really good job of coaching our guys up, the techniques that they use, and then just coincides with the running backs that are running the ball. It makes it easier when you got good running backs back there. So, you know, we continue to keep talking about, you know, making those blocks, those downfield blocks, the second effort blocks, you know, regardless if they're stunning or moving, whatever it may be, continue to keep getting better at that. And if we can keep doing that, John, then I feel good about where we are. But as you know, like, this game is, what have you done for me lately? And so now against a really good Elon team that has really good defensive players, you know, it's going to be important that, you know, we continue that.
Hey, speaking of those running back, would you presume that Emo and Lester would be available for the Elon game? Thank you.
Always presuming. I will say, like I said, we don't practice today. It's the doctors and training room. They're at the MVP right now. So we'll see Tuesday, Wednesday, what it looks like. But to know that, you know, Bronson Yoder did another fantastic job for us. I mean, the guy he gets hit and continues to keep moving his feet. And then Martin Lucas, you know, hadn't said much about him, you know, his ability to run with authority. And so it was great to see him have some success. And so in the running back situation, we feel pretty fortunate.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Mike, your next question from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach. I know this is probably a hard question, but is there any specific facet of the game or position group that you'd like to see improve over the first 3 games?
Wow, Marty, Marty John Madden Jr. That's a great question. We always talk about the goals that we have for each unit, offensively, defensively, even the position goals that we have per unit. And, I would like to see perhaps maybe some downfield 50-50 balls, guys, the receivers going up, making those types of those catches and things like that. We've done a really good job of pushing the ball downfield, but our running game has been on par and has been really good thus far. So, that's probably one of the areas. But, again, when you're running the ball, as we are, the need to go down the field all the time is not as much. But, I think we have guys that can do it. Tyler Rose made a downfield catch. JT Mayo, Josh Guilford, Kalen Newton, his first touchdown for us here did that and got down there in the end zone there. So we're looking for, continue that kind of, throw it down the field, kind of like what Burdick was for us a little bit, a 50-50 ball guy. But right now the need for that is just, it's incumbent upon what's going on with the running game, and that's been really good for us thus far.
Thanks, Coach. And it's only Madden with my weight.
Okay.
All right, Mike. Thanks as always for the time here today. And look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. You too.